Nepal, the most popular cultural tourism destination for Chinese travelers. The Guangzhou International Travel Fair, spanning 30,000 square meters, registered more than 40,000 visitors from China and other countries. On the first day of the fair, on May 16, 2024, the Nepal Tourism Board made a destination promotion presentation on the stage in front of local Chinese visitors and tour operators. Similarly, the Nepal Tourism Board, NTB, received the Most Popular Cultural Tourism Destination Award from GITF, and Jugal Holidays from Nepal won the Gold Award for Product Innovation from Khatri during the same occasion. In the evening, the Pata Nepal chapter received two prestigious awards, the Gold Award for Overall Performance from the China Outbound Tourism Research Institute, Khatri, and the Best Partner Award from GITF during the Buyer's Night organized at the Westin Pazhou in Guangzhou, China. At the GITF 2024 conference held on May 17, 2024, Ms. Lakpa Futi Sherpa, one of the executive members of the Pata Nepal chapter, Mr. Suresh Singh Budal, CEO of Pata Nepal chapter, and Mr. Kundan Sharma, an officer of NTB, participated in an insightful panel discussion on sustainable tourism offerings of Nepal for Chinese visitors during the times of climate change, moderated by Dr. Timothy Lee, professor at Macau University of Science and Technology. Mr. Sujit Regmi, executive director of Nepal Big Mountain Travel Company, said, "I found many people interested in visiting Nepal, and there were a lot of inquiries for Nepal at our booth. Since we have been working in the Chinese market for the last 11 years, I believe Nepal's participation at GITF this year has been very impactful in terms of destination visibility and tourism business promotion." iturbonews.com. Mr. Hemant Puri, executive director of Destinago Tours and Travels, shared his happiness about participating in GITF for the first time. He believes that Nepal's first post-pandemic participation in GITF is going to be fruitful, facilitating reconnection opportunities with Chinese operators and trade visitors. He found the response and interest of Chinese operators and trade visitors in Nepal to be very optimistic. Ms. Nita Thapa, director of sales representing Hilton Kathmandu, believes that Nepal as a destination has huge potential in China. She said, "It was a great honor to promote and showcase Hilton Kathmandu, the first Hilton brand in Nepal, among Chinese operators and visitors. We thank Pata Nepal for providing the opportunity to participate in GITF 2024. Mr. Deepesh KC, general manager of Hotel Himalaya, stated that participating in GITF was a milestone in restarting promotion in the Chinese market. As a hotelier, he found the trip indeed fruitful along with other service providers from Nepal. He appreciated the role of Pata Nepal and NTB in coordinating this promotional participation and suggested that the government should enhance such international promotion and marketing programs in many source markets within China to grasp the immense potential of this largest tourism source market. He further advised that Nepal should prioritize and increase its digital presence and promotion on various OTAs/online platforms for the Chinese market, including Trip, WeChat, TikTok, etc. Mr. Suresh Singh Budal, CEO of the Pata Nepal chapter, stated that China has become the world's largest tourism source market, with many destinations prioritizing China through aggressive marketing and promotion. In contrast, Nepal's promotion efforts are comparatively lower. He further noted that destinations such as New Zealand, Saudi Arabia, Hong Kong, and others manage their tourism board branch offices and representatives in various provinces of China to promote effectively. He emphasized that the Nepal Tourism Board also needs to expand its branches in key and large source markets and engage in extensive and effective targeted marketing.